Alright folks, welcome back to Tame the Bowl. Your daily dose of raw truth about anger and stress, delivered straight up, no sugarcoating. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little less rage and a whole lot more chill. Ever feel like you're just reacting to everything? Like a pinball bouncing off the bumpers of daily life, never quite landing in control? We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a simple, powerful tool that can help you understand those reactions, tame the bull inside, and actually gain some control? That tool, my friends, is journaling. Not your high school diary scribbles, mind you. This is about getting real with yourself, peeling back the layers, and discovering what makes those triggers tick. It's a journey of self-discovery, a chance to become intimately acquainted with your own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. And trust me, knowing yourself better is the first step to truly managing those anger and stress beasts. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode that will have you ditching the emotional rollercoaster and riding that self-awareness train straight to calm. 1. Journaling isn't about perfect grammar or profound prose. Forget the fancy fountain pens and flowery language. This is about putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard and letting your thoughts flow freely. Scribble, rant, vent, whatever feels right. It's your private space, a safe haven for those inner voices that might be screaming in your head otherwise. 2. Dig deep into the why. When you journal about an angry or stressful situation, don't just list the facts. Ask yourself why it bothered you so much. What specific words or actions triggered your reaction? Was there a past experience lurking beneath the surface? Journaling helps you uncover those hidden patterns and understand the root causes of your emotions. 3. Embrace the power of reflection. After you've let it all out on paper, take a step back and really read what you've written. Look for recurring themes, patterns in your behavior, or even unexpected insights. This is where the magic happens. You start to see yourself more clearly, understand your triggers better, and identify areas for growth. 4. Don't just focus on the negative. Journaling isn't about dwelling on bad experiences. It's about gaining awareness so you can shift your perspective. Make a point to jot down positive moments, things that make you smile, or even small victories throughout your day. This helps cultivate a more balanced outlook and reminds you of the good stuff amidst the chaos. 5. Consistency is key. Just like hitting the gym regularly builds strength, journaling consistently strengthens your self-awareness muscle. Aim for a few minutes each day, even if it's just a quick brain dump before bed. The beauty of journaling is that there's no right or wrong way to do it. Find what works best for you and make it a habit. Now, imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, the road ahead seems endless, and your patience starts wearing thin. But then, you reach into your bag, pull out your trusty journal, and take a few deep breaths. As you write down your frustrations, you realize that it's not just about the traffic. It's about feeling overwhelmed by your to-do list, deadlines looming over you. That awareness is powerful. Suddenly, you can start managing those feelings instead of letting them control you. You can shift gears, listen to a podcast, or even use that time for some mindfulness exercises, transforming a potentially stressful situation into a moment of self-care. See? Journaling isn't just about words on paper, it's a tool for transformation. It helps you understand your triggers, manage your emotions, and ultimately, live a more balanced and fulfilling life. So, are you ready to unlock the power of journaling and tame that bull once and for all? Take action today. Grab a notebook or open up a document on your computer, and start jotting down those thoughts and feelings. Remember, even small steps lead to big changes. And remember, I'm here cheering you on every step of the way. Stay tuned for more episodes of Tame the Bull, where we'll continue exploring strategies for managing anger and stress, one powerful insight at a time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.